Our passions. Discover our missions. Grow as people. Contribute beyond ourselves. Rid ourselves of excess things. Discover more purpose in our lives. By incorporating minimalism into our lives, we've finally been able to find long-lasting joy. And that's what we're all searching for, is it not? We all want to be happy. Minimalists search for joy not through things, but through life itself. Therefore, it depends on you to determine what is necessary and what's superfluous in your life. We plan to present to you ideas of how to attain a minimalist living style without adhering to a strict code or an arbitrary set of guidelines. A word of warning though, it isn't easy to take the first steps. But your journey to minimalism gets much easier and more satisfying the further you go. The first steps often take radical changes in your mindset, actions and practices. Stress not, however, we want to help. We have recorded our experiences so you can learn a lot from our failures and successes, using what we've learned to your own situation, assisting you in leading a more meaningful life. Chapter 2, Q&A about minimalism. Some frequently asked questions about minimalism and living the minimalist life. For those who are new to the idea. Question, why be a minimalist? Answer, it's a way to get away the excesses of the world around us. The excesses of consumerism, material possessions, clutter, having too much to do, way too much debt, a lot of interruptions, too much noise, but insufficient meaning. Minimalism is a way of shunning the non-essential so as to focus on what's really crucial, what gives our lives a purpose, what gives us happiness and value. Question, isn't minimalism boring or too sporadic? With absolutely nothing in your life? Answer, this is a mistaken belief about minimalism. That it is always monk-like, empty, dull, sterile. Not at all. Well, it can be, if you go in that direction, but I do not promote that flavour of minimalism. Instead, we're eliminating all but the most essential things, to make room for that which gives us the most happiness. Clear away the distractions so we can create something unbelievable. Clear away all the obligations so we can hang around with loved ones. Clear away the noise so we can focus on inner peace. On spirituality, if we wish. On our thinking. As a result, there is more joy, peace, and joy because we've made room for these things. Question, what is minimalist living? Answer, it's just eliminating things you don't use or need. Leaving an uncluttered, simple environment and an uncluttered, basic life. It's living without a fixation on tangible things or a fascination on doing everything and doing way too much. It is using easy tools, having a basic wardrobe, carrying little and living gently. Question, what are the advantages of minimalism? Answer, there are many. It's lower in stress. It's less expensive and less financial debt. It's less cleansing and keeping. It's more satisfying. There's more room for creating, for loved ones, for peace, for doing the things that give you joy. There's more time for getting healthy. It's more sustainable. It's simpler to organize. These are only the start. Question. What does the schedule of a minimalist look like? Answer. There's no single answer to this question. But a minimalist would probably concentrate on doing less. On having a less cluttered schedule. But what is on his or her schedule would be necessary. A minimalist may not actually keep a schedule or calendar at one extreme. If he did not have much to do each day. He might instead live and work moment by moment. Or just choose each